Hello guys, welcome back to another episode. I wanted to dive in a little bit about Pinterest. Now, I know it's been a while since I've talked about Pinterest, but hear me out here. Pinterest is always constantly changing, and I was just curious about what Pinterest was up to since I've been out. And lo and behold, they actually have a new feature that they're introducing. And I think it is something that they probably are going to keep around, it seems like. So it's actually called Business Manager. And what that does is that it's an all-in-one inclusive thing for business owners to securely manage employees or partners or assets. So if you're doing like a collaboration with other people on Pinterest, it seems like you can actually connect to each other, and it makes it a lot easier to manage. And you know, you can actually create and share assets like the ad accounts, the profiles, and Pinterest tags. So you're not having to separately, I guess, market. You can actually come together and collaborate on those assets. And you can also assign and manage employees and partner permissions. And as a Pinterest manager, that is a huge advantage, because most of the time it's us just being on Tailwind and managing things that way, and then having to log into your Pinterest manager to try and get things done that way as well. Pinterest manager. Your Pinterest account. So this is like a very interesting feature. And they actually have other features that are attached to this. So apparently you can do audience sharing, so you can reuse existing audiences between the two accounts to quickly repeat successful tactics. So what that basically means, in case you have seen this and you're not quite sure what that means, it means that within Pinterest there is an audience tab that's there. It's an option under your dashboard. That's where it's located, but majority of the time it's the feature that you build in order to specifically target a certain customer base, and it's something that you build within your Pinterest account. And most of the time you're doing this based off your ads is what it is. So this actually allows you to share at your ad campaigns across multiple ad accounts and businesses. And the audience also allows you to easily view and access and share your audiences. And you can also view and manage access for, permissions for your employees and partners or people that you collaborate with. So you can actually reuse the audience, like the same people that you have been targeting for your ads. You can use those same people to start building your target base when you do a collaboration, which is, I think that's a really huge thing. Asset groups is another feature that they're adding to this, which is you get to create a custom group based on your needs, including by brand, location, language, or product line. Now, language is a big thing, because I know that everybody knows English and stuff, but how great would it be to be able to, you know, market to specifically like French people or, you know, Italian or Spanish, you know, like those kinds of groups. It says asset groups allows you to organize ad accounts, so, and profiles and more in the way that's most convenient for your business. So you get to create custom groups on how you want to manage your business on Pinterest, and you also get to view all the details of the group assets in one place. So you get to improve your operational efficiency by taking actions at scale, like managing access and permissions across all assets in a group. Okay, so that's basically what that is. That seems to be a lot of things that they've added. They also have people management. So you get to continue to invite and collaborate with managers, employees, and partners on different assets and with increased organization and security. Oh, how nice. So they actually allow you to have a way to manage all of this stuff. So there is going to be a business or hierarchy. So it's not like, oh, you invite all these people and then there's all these people, like all your employees or people who work under you or whatever that may be. And then like it's just total utter chaos because everybody can do anything. No, there is some kind of hierarchy to where someone is above someone else. And they can put restrictions on the person like, hey, you should only be touching this or you should only be touching that. It really does help with managing like organization as a structure. I think that's a really cool thing. And so you can actually give them permissions that would allow them to do what they need to do in your Pinterest account without them doing anything more, if that makes sense. And they also require employees to use two-factor authentication in order to access the assets. So that is a number one thing too, is like security nowadays is like a really big thing. Especially since like there's a lot of like spam, there's a lot of hacks going on. I really do believe that this is a really great addition for them to add on to the feature. And I'm so glad that they actually considered that. Like they actually considered security. So I don't know if you guys are in the circle of like YouTube creators and all this other stuff, but I have heard of like multiple YouTube creators getting hacked into. Like I heard like there was a really big name one, and I'm not going to say it on here because I don't want to ruin anything for them, but they ended up having to fight really hard to get their account back because of the mishap that happened. So what happened was one of their workers, or I guess employees that work under them, had opened an email and was trying to, I guess it, what the email seemed like was it was some kind of sponsorship that they were offering, which is a common thing that this YouTube creator tends to get, is, you know, sometimes the company approaches the content creator to collaborate or to advertise their product. So it wasn't like an email that was unusual. However, it was a phish email, and the employee clicked on the link, and then because this employee had access to all of his stuff, it basically just went. It was just utter chaos. So they ended up having to try and fight back for their account. So I think this is a really good thing. And plus, I like the business hierarchy thing too as well, because if that employee ends up, for whatever reason, getting compromised or breached, I think it's really good because if they get compromised or breached, it's not like they have full 100% access to change everything, because they'll be limited in what they can change or what they can control. So that's basically it. I think it's really great because Pinterest has been thinking more on a broader scale, especially as a business, because not a lot of social platforms, because this is not a social platform. There's a lot of social platforms that do collaborations. However, I do find sometimes that it's a little bit difficult in a sense because it's still separated. Like, it's still separated in a sense. I think YouTube is probably, like, maybe, like, the easiest one in terms of, you know, we just create this content and we just put the video out and all this other stuff. I think that's the one that I feel like is like the easiest one. Correct me if I'm wrong, but for Pinterest as a search engine, I think this is a really, really great way of merging a search engine, marketing. I really don't know how else to explain it. It's like Pinterest is like the world's third largest search engine, right? There's Google, there's YouTube, and then there's Pinterest. And they're in constant competition with the rest of the search engines. But, you know, if you think of it on a larger scale, I think they're really taking it a step further than the others. In terms of making things a little more seamless for people who have a business. And, you know, I think it really does circle back to the people who created Pinterest. I think it really does circle back to their goal and their dream of what Pinterest was supposed to be. And they really did have in mind other businesses to be able to market themselves and their product and their cool products and stuff without this huge hassle. But, you know, you got to take baby steps. And I feel like Pinterest went through leaps and bounds to get to this point. But yeah, I really do think that Pinterest has a really great, they have pretty great values, in my opinion. They're really trying super hard to make ads really worth your time. They're really trying to make collaborations and partnerships super easy. They're making it really simple to have employees or people that work for your business to be able to access your account without having like full access to your account. And like I said, the whole employees feature is actually a really cool feature. It's something that I feel like it's really vital for a Pinterest manager, because a Pinterest manager really does have to have access to your account. And sometimes that can get a little bit uncomfortable. I mean, you can always use password software like LastPass. However, like, not everybody can afford that, or not everybody wants to go and use that. So, again, like, this is a really great way to make it more convenient, so nobody has to, like, let anybody else in or whatever that may be. And, you know, with Gmail being the way that it is, where they have second, you know, verification, or you have to be signed into your Gmail account to access all this stuff, with that feature being kind of in the way or as an obstacle, sometimes it can get a little bit difficult for employees or people who work under you to gain access to your accounts. So, I think this is a really great thing that they have going on. So that is a new thing. Their conversion insights, though, like, this thing has always been on beta. Like, I don't know why it's always been on beta, but I really want to know why. They really haven't explained why analytical feature has always been there like that. But that's basically what that is. It's just still in beta. It's been in beta since I started as a Pinterest manager. So, in case you are wondering what's trending, other than the fact that, you know, Mother's Day is coming around the corner, there's Cinco de Mayo, there's like a bunch of stuff going on. So, if you're looking at what's going to be growing in trends, so based on like the last 90 days that have been going on, people have to remember that this is graduation. Like, graduations are coming around the corner. Everyone's getting ready for summer. Everybody's getting ready for proms. Everyone's getting ready to give teacher appreciation gifts because of the graduations. I mean, equal, right? And then a lot of people are actually looking into camping ideas because, you know, everybody wants to go outdoors because of the summer. It looks like clay projects are kind of making a comeback too. Other things that people are considering if they're not going camping is most likely back patio ideas, because they want to be able to, you know, do stuff in the backyard if they can't do something like, you know, go out camping and stuff. There are a few people that are looking to have a more fashionable spring outfit. It looks like blues and nudes are gonna be like a thing. I'm not too sure why. And people are also looking for places to travel to. Again, this is because of the upcoming summer season. And of course, with that comes prom dresses. Okay. Sorry, I'm reading things in order. That's why I'm like all over the place. So, again, dropping it in order. We've got some summer outfits that people are looking at. Some summer styles. There's a lot of prom hair, prom makeup, prom dresses going around. Graduation dresses as well, like anything related to graduation. So graduation parties, graduation dresses, teacher appreciation gifts are tied to the graduation stuff. There's also a bunch of, you know, hairstyles that people are looking up for their prom or their graduation, what have you. Again, when I mean people, I mean mostly women, because again, Pinterest is a heavily women based platform. A lot of the audience on Pinterest is women, so that's why that's going on. Although, like I said, like there has been an increasing, I think it's like 10% or something to that sort. Don't quote me on that number, but there was like an increasing percentage number of male audiences growing on Pinterest as well. But we'll see how that continues and develops. And getting back to everything, so hairstyles, and then now people are also looking at summer camp, camping ideas, outdoor ideas, back patio ideas, because if they can't go anywhere for whatever reason, they want to be able to do stuff in their backyard. Some people are getting into gardening this summer, and other people are also getting into, where was that one thing I saw? Small clay projects. So apparently making clay stuff is coming back. And I have a feeling like over the summer, I know that there's not a lot of it coming up right now, but I have a feeling that people are going to start looking for places, like destinations to go to over the summer. And let's see if it will give us like a seasonal trend for, let's see, today. Well, it can only start for today. Let's see. So it seems pretty seasonal. Everybody's been doing the same thing since last year as well. And let's see. So, I do see that they are looking up some recipes or dinner party ideas is more of the trend that's going on. I really think it's in relation to the graduation idea or graduation trend. So I think that's what that might be related to, and that's why people are looking up dinner ideas. It's just in relation to graduation. Let's see what else we got. So that's what's on Pinterest trends. I know that I have not gone over Pinterest predictions. Most of the time I'm pretty good at like putting those out, but this year for Pinterest trends, it looks like they are, or not Pinterest trends, sorry, Pinterest predictions. So okay. So Pinterest is predicting that blue is going to be a big color this year. It seems like they're also looking at knockout workouts being a fitness thing. And when they say cute coins, they're making apparently they're predicting that people will make their piggy banks look cuter and more customized, and credit cards will be getting more of a makeover, and stickers are going to be on everything. So they're predicting that things like credit card stickers, ceramic piggy banks, teddy banks, piggy bank designs and aesthetic piggy banks are going to be like a big search trend for this year. When I say knockout workouts, they're looking for stress relievers. So they're thinking a lot of Gen Z and millennials will be punching air. So they'll be looking into combat sports like karate, kickboxing, jiu-jitsu as a me time thing. So they're looking at trending search terms like karate, kumite, kickboxing, aesthetic, shadow boxing workout, mixed martial arts training, and jiu-jitsu. Head to glow. So for them, they're thinking that body care will have a major movement, especially on boomers and Gen Zs. A lot of doubling down on luxury lotions and in-home spa experiences and serious SPF, because the skin below your chin deserves just as much TLC. So they're looking at trending things like sunscreen, body skincare routine, body care, spa aesthetic, and body lotion. Another thing in the sports realm is that they're thinking that Gen Z and millennials will be smitten with badminton. Everything from the badminton outfit to the aesthetic and even the trash talk. So they're looking at badminton racket, badminton bag, badminton shoes, badminton outfit, and badminton aesthetic as the trending search terms. Rest stops. So this year people will plan trips that will take it extra slow and help them catch up on some precious, you know, sleep. Gen Z and millennials will retreat to laid-back locales that offer the opposite of a jam-packed itinerary. Fewer nights on the town, more lazy mornings in bed. And there's no shame in this location. So they're looking to have trending search terms if you are in the hotel and, you know, tourism industry. Staycation hotels, solo traveling, slow life, digital detox, and ASMR. Sleep. Oh my, this one's called Eclectic Grandpa. So it says that In 2024, Gen Z and boomers will embrace grandpa core. That is so funny. And that just means that they're bringing an eccentric and expressive elements to for the ages to their wardrobes. Oh my God, wardrobes. Think retro streetwear, chic cardigans, and customized clothing because the coastal grandma aesthetic is so last year. Got it. So they're looking for trending search terms to be customized denim jackets, eclectic clothing styles, grandpa core, retro streetwear, and grandpa style. Kitchens. That's kind of weird. It's supposed to say kitchen, but there's an S in between the kit and the chen. All right. So they say the party always moves to the kitchen, but sometimes the party is the kitchen. So this year, Gen X and boomers will quirk up their cooking areas with their thrifted finds, vintage appliances, and eye-jarring pops of paint. No minimalist aesthetic is safe. So they're thinking that in the kitchen realm, there's going to be some eclectic kitchen decor, kitschy kitchen, my goodness, retro pink kitchens, eccentric kitchens, and green kitchen paint. Awesome. Aqua texture. Oh, so nice. So it's time to trade up the fishbowl this year. Gen X and millennials will become undersea gardeners and go all in on small aquarium designs and over-the-top turtle terrariums. Aquatic architecture will be the hot new way to style a home. Your guppies will be living large. So, small aquarium design, fish tank theme ideas, turtle terrarium ideas, planted fish bowls, and bioactive vivarium is going to be the trending search terms for that category. The other one is be jelly, and that means from home decor to couture to beauty ideas, a whole mood will bubble up in 2024, inspired by your favorite invertebrate, jellyfish. So Gen Z and millennials are driving this squishy aesthetic. So apparently they're expecting terms like jellyfish haircut, jellyfish hat, jellyfish umbrella, blue jellyfish, and jellyfish lamp. That is interesting. So dirt flirts off the road again. Just can't wait to get off the road again. So boomers and Gen X will load up their 4x4s and make for the mountains, or at least they look like they are. Whether you flirt with the dirt or you're down to get dusty, off-roading can be an aesthetic or a lifestyle. Time to gear up and get some gravel to your travel. So trending search terms are going to be overland gear, off-road camping, off-road wheels, off-road car, and adventure car. Let's see. And then Blue Beauty here is going to be aquamarine makeup is back and bolder than ever. Gen Z and millennials will search for blue glam makeup and pastel blue eyeshadows as they find their way to incorporate the 60s staple into their modern beauty routine. And the best part is this blue hue looks striking on all skin tones. So blue eyeshadow aesthetic, fun blue nails, light blue prom makeup, aqua makeup look, and blue kinsey makeup is going to be the trending search term for that. Give a scrap. So one person's trash is another person's treat. So they will be rescuing fabric scraps to create discard recipes. So boomers and Gen X will transform basic tees to unique to me fits, whatever snips and shreds they can find. So small scrap wood projects, DIY, discard recipes, craft work and waste materials, zero waste sewing patterns, and scrap quilts will be hot. Inch stones, many tiny little triumphs will make the hearts grow fonder as parents sprinkle party vibes on their kids' not-so-grand moments. Baby's first tooth, here's a cupcake. Potty training, extra sprinkles, please. Okay. So end of the school year party ideas, baby naming ceremony, monthly milestone ideas, potty training reward ideas, and my first tooth party. Those are going to be the trending search terms. Jazz revival. So millennials and Gen Zs will trade their electronic beats for something far more retro, vintage jazz. This trend extends beyond the funk playlist. And it looks like dimly lit venues and lo-fi looks are on the rise in accompanying this. So they're looking for jazz aesthetic clothing, jazz bar outfit, jazz funk, piano jazz, and jazz club outfit. Bose jacking. So this year will be the way we take a bow. So millennials and Gen Zs will embrace the art of bose jacking. So they will adorn their outfits and shoes and jewelry and with the also delicate detail. So bow outfit, bow necklaces, bow everything. Groovy nuptials. All right. So let's see. So in 2024, they're expecting a 70s-inspired weddings to make a serious comeback, from disco decor to bohemian bachelorettes. Boomers and millennials are behind this retro-inspired return to the dance floor. So they're looking at groovy wedding and 70s bride, retro wedding themes, groovy bachelorette outfits, and retro bachelorette party decor. Make it big. So beauty and baubles will get bigger, bolder, and puffier. So millennials and Gen Zs will opt for oversized opulence, shopping for styles that match their fluffy hair aesthetic. Sculptorial jewelry and larger than life accessories is what's is on everyone's wish list. So chunky hoops, big braid hairstyles, sculptural jewelry, big bun, and wavy perm men. Okay. Cafe core. So bar carts will be gone, and they are expecting boomers and Gen Zs to bring the coffee shop vibe. And that's going to be everything from cafe chalkboard to coffee station to coffee bar styling. And the searching trends will be coffee bar styling, chalk styling ideas, cafe chalkboard, coffee station decor, cafe aesthetics. And Tropic Like It's Hot is going to be foods, home decor, fashion that will get tropical treatment. And they're looking at boomers and Gen Zs to drive this one. With the hibiscus prints, mocktails, and hot pinks. So pineapple mocktails, coconut aesthetics, Hawaiian sheet pan chicken, crushed pineapple upside down cake, and tropical chic decor are the trending terms for that. They're looking at Big Talk, which is Gen Z and millennials will drive this trend to search for new conversation starters and intimate questions to help couples reconnect. Oh, how nice. It's go big or go home. So questions for couples to reconnect, deep conversation starters, emotional intimacy, hot seat questions, and deep questions to ask friends. Ooh. They're really getting into there. Melty Mashups is all about marrying the burger, quesadillas, and pot pies. Or pizza pot pies, excuse me. They have gummy, candy kebabs, carbonara ramen, cheeseburger tacos, burger quesadilla as the searching trends for those. And I think this is the last one. I know I've been rambling on about this, but they also have Western Gothic, which is basically a mix of Americana chic with deep, moody hues. We're expecting Gen Z and boomers to do it yourself style with these touches. So Western bedding ideas, vintage Americana, country room ideas, Western mirror, gothic, and Western Gothic is going to be the trending search terms for that. So I just gave you like the rundown, and I do feel like it's kind of weird because I didn't even read this Pinterest predicts until like just now, but I do want to mention that I have been more attracted to the blue hues this year. I'm not too sure why, but apparently I'm just part of the statistics. So I know this one was super duper long, and I appreciate you for sticking around. And I'm going to end it here because normally I try to keep it under 30 minutes and I try not to ramble too much. But here I am rambling. But thank you so much for joining me today. I hope to catch you in the next one. And until then, stay safe.